Hill, while 33% said that they do not. Justin Duckham, Washington.
North Korea says a missile fired Tuesday can reach all of the U.S. mainland. The missile flew several hundred miles before splashing down in the Sea of Japan. Foreign affairs expert Gordon Chang joined MSNBC to talk about China and Russia's reaction to the launch.
Russia's a big state. They do have influence on China. They could be a moderating influence, but that's not the way Putin thinks. Putin believes that he needs Xi Jinping's help on a number of different matters.
Inevitably, though, Chang says it's up to China to solve the problem.
From the comments from Moscow in the last couple days, talking about how all of this is America's fault. China created this matter, and China can solve it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul gave his first interview since he was attacked by his neighbor, Rene Boucher. Paul says what he was doing and how the attack took place.
I was working in my yard with my earmuffs on, you know, to protect my hearing from the mower. And I'd gotten off the mower facing downhill, and the attacker came running full. I never saw him, never had a conversation. In fact, the weird thing is I haven't talked to him in 10 years.
Boucher admits to going on Paul's property and tackling him and subsequently was charged with a fourth-degree assault, which is a Class A misdemeanor. A 22-year-old Canadian citizen admits he helped the Russians hack Yahoo. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Karim Baratov pleading guilty in federal court in California, saying he did help Russian intelligence officers in the 2014 hack that exposed up to 500 million Yahoo users' accounts. Two of his co-defendants are officers of the Russian Federal Security Service, Russia's domestic law enforcement and intelligence agency. Baratov admitting that he was paid to hack into the webmail accounts of people of interest to the FSB and then send the information to the intelligence officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Florida Governor Rick Scott is praising law enforcement following the arrest of a suspect in Tampa's serial killings. Today, Scott visited the Tampa Police Department, thanking the mayor, thanking the police chief, and everyone who worked around the clock and over the Thanksgiving holiday. The man arrested has not given a motive for the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great day. It is already, if you can believe it, November 29th, 2017. I don't know where the month of November went. I'm still living like back in April or something, especially because of the weather. So I'm going to give you a little update today. Tonight, actually, mostly clear with a low around 28. So it's a little cool. But right now, it is nice outside. It's like 60 degrees or something. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny with a high about 51. And then Thursday night, showers likely, mainly between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 39. Then mostly sunny all day with a high of 50 on Friday, partly cloudy with a low about 26 on Friday night. Mostly sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 47, and then partly cloudy with a low of 27 on Saturday night. Mostly sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 51, and then mostly clear with a low around 28 on Sunday night. Sunny again all day on Monday with a high of 51, and then mostly cloudy with a low about 35 on Monday night. So it is Talented People, and I hope you are having a great day. I am Jeannie Murphy. We're going to go to a quick break, and then I'm going to bring you up to date on the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset, New Jersey, serving the state of New Jersey. And I want all of you out there to take a listen to how you can help. This is an extraordinary operation, nonprofit, serving homeless, parenting, and pregnant women. And they're one of a handful of organizations in the country that do the work they do. So stay with us. I look forward to sharing the information with you. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
All right. Good afternoon. Again, this is Talented People, and I'm Jeannie Murphy, your host. I hope everybody out there is getting ready for the holiday season, as we have already passed Thanksgiving and Christmas is so close, and then the new year. And today I'm going to be talking to you about the Center for Great Expectations, located in Somerset, New Jersey. They actually are the sponsor of this show, Talented People, being brought to you by Hunterdon Chamber Radio at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce's building in Leamington, New Jersey. I want to tell you a little bit about the center, and then I want to explain to you some of the ways that you can help. If you're an individual or perhaps a club, or if you are a corporation. All right, so the Center for Great Expectations is a safe place, a safe presence, and a safe path for homeless, pregnant, and parent or parenting, I should say, adult women and adolescents and their children to overcome and break the destructive generational cycle of trauma, abuse, homelessness, and addiction. And the center, again, I was saying it's located in Somerset, New Jersey, but it actually serves the state of New Jersey. So in Hunterdon County, where we're broadcasting from, this is applicable to you and anywhere else if you happen to be listening to the archives within the state. Again, they are one of a handful across the country of organizations that use a trauma-informed care approach. I'm going to tell you about that in a second. But they have that integrated with parent-infant mental health. And I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. They use a nurtured heart approach. They are individualized treatment plans that meet each of their clients, which is a patient's needs. They secure supportive home-like setting. I'm going to explain that to you in a little more detail. They have a dedicated staff, including doctoral and master's level clinicians. Low staff to client ratio, which is always important. An on-site child development center called Katie's Place that you are welcome to visit if you have the ability to help fund Katie's Place, which, again, is an on-site child development center, which is unheard of. Just between you and me, learning about what they do, basically, oftentimes, a homeless, pregnant, or parenting woman will not obviously have a place to live being homeless, but if they're parenting or pregnant, there's situations that do not allow for the babies to stay with their mothers while they are in recovery from substance abuse. So in this program, the Center for Great Expectations, they actually have a place called Katie's Place that allows for their babies to be with them and cared for by licensed, I want to say, daycare workers. And that will allow them to treat themselves into recovery. But when we go back and talk about the parent-infant mental health situation, a lot of these women and men, by the way, that are served in their outpatient center in New Brunswick, don't have a model mother or father that they can look to and recall in their parenting ways. So if the center can help break that destructive cycle of abuse by trauma, which I'm going to explain, then they're actually changing the world, okay? This is how important this conversation is because, again, they need so much help, and at the same time, they're doing so much that if you are considering supporting a cause, I hope you're going to stay with us through the next hour. They have a continuum of care from residential, which, again, means that they will take and actually allow these homeless mothers and pregnant moms to be living in the residence. They are on location. And then all the way through their outpatient and supportive housing programs. Their goals are to have a healthy baby and reunification with the mother, to overcoming the past challenges, including extensive trauma, again, and abuse, to grow their self-esteem and spirituality, becoming a nurturing mother for the parents, the mothers, it's so important, and then developing coping, recovery, parenting, and life skills. And I know if you're out there, this affects everyone. So this conversation that I'm having with you is really worth hanging on to for a few minutes to learn about, because, again, they just want to break the cycle and embrace the next step for the mothers and their children, I should say. So I'm going to go to a quick break here. It's already 3:12. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're talking about the Center for Great Expectations, and 501c3 organization located in Somerset, New Jersey. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People. I'm talking to you today about the Center for Great Expectations out in Somerset, New Jersey. They serve the state of New Jersey, and I was mentioning about how they are a safe place for homeless, parenting, and pregnant women. They also have an outpatient facility. It's almost like brand new, actually. It's absolutely beautiful and so important at Monument Square 303 George Street in New Brunswick. And this facility, the IOP, intense outpatient building, actually also serves men, which is an interesting differentiator, again, about the center's work. Because, you know, they were, you know, they're celebrating 20 years next year. They've been doing such important work. But they also are realizing the trauma that men experience and the need for services for them. So I'm sure that when you're sitting out there on the other side of this mic and you're recognizing this opiate addiction, that's just absolutely devastating. It's an epidemic in the state of New Jersey and elsewhere across the country, that you know someone who may need these services. And so I want to mention to you that, you know, the patient has to call in to the outpatient building. Again, it's called Roots. I didn't say this before, but it's called Roots to Recovery, the Center for Great Expectations facility. You can look online at www.cge-nj.org, and you can actually talk with them about the ability to have someone that you love or care for come into the outpatient program. And there's a variety of grants, and there's a variety of insurance programs, and this is open to the public. And those of you who are listening out there that belong to behavioral health and mental health facilities, this is an opportunity for you to refer your patients to both the Center for Great Expectations and to the outpatient building in New Brunswick. I want to talk about it a little bit more specifically before I get into some of the opportunities that you can, which, by the way, just go to the website and click donate, and then, you know, offer assistance to the program. You will be able to support the babies, which everybody loves to do. You can support the moms. You can support the operational the activities that are sometimes precluded from grants. And you can support the mission. Everybody cares about the future of breaking this destructional, multi-generational problem. And that's what they're doing. Again, only one of a handful across the country that are doing this. And they're doing it by what's called trauma-informed care. And this is like 9 years old to the Center for Great Expectations, but it's kind of the buzzword now in the mental health and behavioral health community. I'm going to actually have a specialist come on to talk to you about that. I'm going to read a little bit about it to you in a moment. But I want to talk more about the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset and their adolescent program. Okay. So the residential treatment program for pregnant and parenting adolescents and their children at the Center for Great Expectations is licensed by the New Jersey Division of Child Protection and Permanency, which is known as the DCP&P. The adolescent clients are often survivors of physical and or sexual abuse, neglect, and extreme poverty. Many have spent their lifetime in the foster care system. And up to 70% of the adolescents have co-occurring mental health disorders. Almost 90% of those reports have been sexually abused, and 60% of them have been physically abused. After an intensive intake, health, and psychiatric evaluation, an individual treatment program is developed by the Center for Great Expectations, which can include individual and group counseling, psychological and psychiatric treatment, treatment and management, academic and vocational education and training, parenting education, which is so necessary, health education and medical care, including pregnancy, childbirth, delivery, postpartum care, and all health needs of children, life skills development, including communication skills, nutrition, and meal planning, budgeting, time management, emotional regulation and expression, and self-advocacy, which you can imagine how important this is to adolescents, right? This is the adolescent program that I'm describing for and from the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset, New Jersey. They offer for the adolescents counseling services, baby father and other significant family members and circles of support, intensive case management, including coordination of all of the services with DCP&P, care management organizations that are referred to as CMOs, probation, and other service providers involved in the adolescent's care, recreation that promotes healthy social development in a drug-free and risk-free free environment, and classes and tutoring that they may need to get their high school diploma if necessary. Through all of those programs and services, the adolescents improve their emotional well-being and develop essential parenting and life skills needed to prepare them to care for their families and to ultimately manage their own lives and finances. Through the care and services that they receive at the Center for Great Expectations, the young women can look forward to a future that holds the possibility and promise that they deserve. So again, this is about the Center for Great Expectations, and they are a nonprofit and they need your help. This is the time of year that you can send your support their way. You know, it's a 501c3, so it's tax deductible. You can go to the website and just click on donate on the top tab, and you'll be able to see the variety of ways that you can help. I'm going to mention one thing that's going on right now through March 30th of 2018, and it's called the Baby Bottle Brigade. And it's being organized by the Center for Great Expectations Director of Community Relations, and her name is Noreen Whittemore. And I have to say, she's one of the most lovely ladies I've ever met. She is fully engaged with the mission of the center and recognizes the corporations, individuals, and small Rotary clubs and college, you know, clubs, sororities, one-on-one in the individuals. She can actually sit down with you and explain what the center's doing and, like, listen to what you all out there want to support. I guarantee you, within your mission of philanthropy or support, there's going to be something at the center that you're going to become completely overwhelmed with emotionally, because you're going to want to help the babies or the women, or just the future. I mean, changing the way that substance abuse is being treated is fundamental. I know to large high-end donors out there, philanthropists and so on, they want to see a return on the investment, right? So when you're investing or considering investing in some type of nonprofit work, you have to take a look at the center's work, because they are changing, again, the way that substance abuse is being handled. And the way that I learned about it, and I am not an expert, but is that this trauma-informed care, again, been around like probably close to 30 years of research at the Center for Great Expectations for at least 9 years, and is brand new to everyone, not everyone, but a lot of those in the behavioral health community, including in the fact that they were awarded a trauma grant, and that they're in charge with leading the leaders and kind of training the trainers. They're even having an event coming up. There'll be one in your area, depending on when you actually hear this archive, that the center's hosting, so that they can train others on their trauma-informed care approach, which is essentially, and I mean, this is nowhere near the depth of it, but traditionally, someone with substance abuse would be coming through the system one way or the other, and when they were finally and ultimately at a caregiver site like the center, it's possible that they could be asked something like, what did you do wrong? Okay, here you are again, blah, blah, whatever that means, right? It's not respectful, where trauma-informed care approach asks the question, what happened to you? So that, I mean, these people care about these ladies and men, pregnant and homeless women, and why their situations are what they are. They are genuinely interested, and they have time and grant money to support them. But there's never enough money, right? And so you out there can become engaged and become a supporter. And I guarantee you that you, again, the return on your investment will be fulfilling. It doesn't even matter if you donate $25 or a $25 Visa gift card. In-kind gifts like diapers are always needed, but other things like clothing and stuff, they're not as much needed, because it's such an individualized approach to each of the patients and the ages of their children and what they need. And, you know, you can be involved in that process. You can be involved with sponsoring one baby for a month. You can sponsor a mother and a baby. You can become involved with literally sponsoring Katie's Place, which is a child care development facility that houses the children while their mothers are in recovery. And they need help. They don't have any funding on that. They have a lot of great support programs. And I guarantee you that there's one for you, including just donating perhaps things to their silent auction items or golf outings. Twice a year they have two events at least that they can use those kinds of auction items to monetize them really into some funding sources. So that is just the beginning. But about the Baby Bottle Brigade, this is so much fun, okay? So you get in touch with Noreen, which you can go to the website and look her up. It's just contact us and you'll see Noreen there. And she will call you and arrange to talk to you about what you'd like to do. But Janssen Pharmaceuticals, as an example, donated baby bottles to the Baby Bottle Brigade. They just had the ribbon cutting about a week and a half ago. And this program is running through March 30th of 2018, where you can actually either buy your own baby bottles if you feel inclined and are generous. They can get them at the dollar store. Or stop into the center and pick up baby bottles. And then we ask that you go out and collect empty spare change from those that you know and love, including yourself. Bring back the bottles, as many as you can fill, and then there will be a determination of winners. And there's different categories of winners for the Baby Bottle Brigade. And I'm telling you, this is significant. I know that if you're out there around the holidays, if you've ever been like me and had to dump out the change and have to like either roll it or sort it or whatever you have to do, you might see a little, don't want to say penny jar or whatever you want to call it, of change that adds up to be $500 without even knowing that you had that, if they're quarters and you're lucky. So what I'm asking you is to consider becoming part of the Baby Bottle Brigade and collecting those loose change from your family again and loved ones and then bringing them in. When you donate and drop off those baby bottles that are filled with change, at the end of the day on March 30th, Noreen is going to announce the winners in certain categories. One will be the highest individual collector of baby bottles and the change that how much that tallies up to. One will be the highest collection by a club or small organization like a Rotary, perhaps a college campus club. And then there'll be the corporation challenge. It's going on right now. So if you're out there and you're a bank or if you're a small company or a large company and you want to get your people engaged in doing holiday, you know, work that makes such a difference in so many ways to so many families. And even if you consider the ROI again on that, reaching out to all of those other behavioral health specialists that they're training on breaking these patterns. That's how much filling up a baby bottle and bringing it over to the center will do. And on top of that, those winners, when they're named around April 12th, there's benefits to it as to incentives as to why you might want to be involved with this or share this link with any of your friends and colleagues. The each level award winner will be featured both on this radio station, Talented People, brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations, on Talented People Television, which is broadcast out of Princeton, New Jersey, and is on Vimeo and pretty much streams live across the nation as well as radio show. They will be featured on there as well as in press releases and in newsletters to the supporters and to others, including the media, as to how much was received, how much work went into it. We want you to tell us your story on how you actually were able to gather that much coins, which we know are easy, and then make such a difference. We want to hear it from your side of the table. So this is about the Baby Bottle Brigade. This is about how you can help. Please get in touch with us. Again, it goes through March 30th. You can get involved and spend one weekend just gathering it around, you know, your friends and family. You can take the whole entire next, you know, 4 months and be on a mission to win and to do the right thing. And again, we just want to hear your story. So I'm going to go to our news and weather. We'll be right back. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, brought to you again by the Center for Great Expectations. We hope you'll join us on our Baby Bottle Brigade. Stand by.
USA Radio News.
I'm announcing more than $12 million in grants to state and local law enforcement agencies across America to take heroin, methamphetamines, cocaine, and other illicit drugs off the market.
In a Justice Department briefing today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying him and the government will do what they can to help law enforcement combat the opioid epidemic. The Attorney General also says DEA field offices will change.
And I'm announcing a restructuring at the DEA with the establishment of the first new field division in 20 years.
Republicans in Congress passed a tax bill last week. Not all of them are too happy with the bill, though. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York explains why he is not a fan of the bill.
Our message is to do this right. It is geographic redistribution of wealth, taking money from a state like New York to pay for deeper tax cuts elsewhere.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, you laugh?
Yes, Medicare is such a maze.
United Healthcare can help.
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in. Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions.
Google Play holiday music.
Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
NBC fired Matt Lauer, longtime host of The Today Show, as a result of what the network labeled as inappropriate sexual behavior. Cokie Roberts is a political commentator. You can find her a lot of times on ABC's This Week. She has something that everyone should remember that Pope John Paul II said.
Pope John Paul II in 1995 wrote a letter to the women of the world. A friend of mine sent it to me last night. It said, "You're not being given respect." He asked the world to appreciate what women are in the workplace. He said, "I love women at work. I love women at home. I love them everywhere, but they deserve respect."
Car sales continue to rise, and in one state, California, almost 2 million people could buy a new car. Brian Moss is the president for the California New Dealership Association. He talks about why people are out there buying new cars.
People feel more secure in their jobs. Incomes have stabilized. And when that happens, people look to upgrade or replace their vehicles.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
USA Radio's Washington correspondent Doug Christian has the latest on the Hill.
From Washington, D.C., this is On the Hill. Doug Christian reporting. September 11, 2012, the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya was attacked. A former militia leader from Libya, Ahmed Abu Katla, was convicted yesterday of terrorism charges arising from the 2012 attacks that killed a United States ambassador and three other Americans. He was acquitted on multiple counts of murder, however, but he faces life in prison nonetheless. Senator Elizabeth Warren protested in front of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, yesterday against Mick Mulvaney's appointment as acting director of the bureau by the White House. Leandra English filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration to retain her position as acting director at the CFPB. The courts decided against her and confirmed President Trump's choice of Mick Mulvaney as acting director. Warren vows that she has no doubt the legal fight over who is the proper leader of the CFPB will continue to the U.S. Court of Appeals after this district court judge's ruling. Uber is facing a federal probe on allegations of espionage, the Associated Press reports. Federal prosecutors are interviewing whether Uber used a spying team to steal self-driving car technology from Waymo, a Google spinoff. Doug Christian, Washington.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People here, brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset, New Jersey, doing outstanding work on behalf of homeless, parenting, and pregnant mothers, and also using a trauma-informed care approach that includes men at their outpatient building in New Brunswick, serving the state of New Jersey. So if you're listening out there and you are a loved one or someone that you need to know about this, I want you to share this link. You could share the archive. You can just literally go to the website, www.CGE, as in Center Great Expectations, NJ.org. Find out more about their work. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it in a few minutes, but I wanted to let you know about the weather. Right now it's 62 degrees outside on November 29th, 2017. It's not supposed to be this warm this time of year, and maybe that is why I'm living back like in the spring or something, but I'll take it. I love it, okay? I hope you are too. Tonight is going to be mostly clear with a low going down to about 28, mostly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 51, then showers likely mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low about 39 on Thursday night. Friday is going to be sunny all day with a high of 50 and then partly cloudy with a low of 26 on Friday night, mostly sunny again with a high of 47 on Saturday and then partly cloudy with a low around 27 on Saturday night. Mostly sunny again with a high of 51 on Sunday and then mostly clear with a low about 28 on Sunday night. Monday, sunny all day with a high of 51 and then mostly cloudy with a low around 35. So it's 3:35 in the afternoon already. Excuse me. I wanted to tell you again, what we're talking about is some of the programs that are available and that are operating at the Center for Great Expectations. This next couple minutes, I'm going to talk to you specifically about the adult program over at the center. And again, the reason I'm telling you all this is because I know if you're listening that you have people, including yourself perhaps, or your company, or maybe someone in your family's company that you are aware of that likes to do good things, support great causes. And I'm asking you to learn more about the center so that you can share this information with them so that if they're going to be making a contribution to support a nonprofit at any time, particularly in this fourth quarter and already again in the month of December, that you will consider the center for that that good cause and what you're preparing to give away. And we do have, like I said, if you go to the website, just click the donate button. There's itemized lists of ways that you can help. If it's just donating diapers, again, they have to be new things as far as toys and games. They're not really the top priority because they really need the money and they need gift cards. So if you're out there, I mean, as little as $15 will make a difference. If you can get on a repaying, billing your credit card, perhaps $50 a month, you're going to make a difference to the life of a baby for the whole month. And it's not much, and it does make a difference. So let me talk to you about the adult program. All right, the adult program at the Center for Great Expectations is a residential treatment program that serves, again, homeless, pregnant, or parenting adult women in the state of New Jersey with substance use disorders and their children. 60% of the adult clients also have reoccurring mental health disorders. A multidisciplinary team develops an individual treatment plan for each of their patients to meet the specific needs of the client, as they call client versus it's the same thing as a patient and their children. Focusing on the health and well-being of the mother and the child, the treatment includes, and I think this is so interesting again, because this is one of like a handful in the country of organizations that have these programs, okay? Addiction-focused treatment that combines evidence-based treatment with the 12 steps-based recovery principles, the special trauma-informed care with groups facilitated by trained trauma professionals, treatment of co-occurring mental health disorders with a particular focus on the impact of physical and emotional trauma to improve the infant and parent mental health, psychiatric evaluations. There's treatment and management of so many things, including individual and group counseling to improve self-worth, self-advocacy again, emotional regulation and expression, problem solving, and conflict resolution. For the adult program, there's family counseling to foster healthy relationships and to strengthen the family bonds. They specialize in prenatal and medical care. The parenting assessments and education is based on parent-infant mental health, again, including early childhood development and parent-child safety. Again, these women that are there in the adult program, they don't have a mother that has the traditional, definition, I guess, what you and I would think of what mothers are like. They don't have that. So they have to literally start over again, and they also want to make sure that they break that cycle by actually integrating the treatment with the baby and the mother. That's the parent-infant mental health development. So that later in life, the babies won't have these issues and that everybody is moving towards progress and then really breaking the cycle across the board in the way the treatment is being handled for everybody out there. Life skills training, including budgeting, household management, and goal planning. Tutoring to complete the general educational development test, the GED. Random urine drug screenings, acceptance of women on opiate replacement therapy, which is another differentiator, nutrition counseling and tobacco cessation support, health and wellness, including exercise, meditation, and spiritual reflection. And I want to mention one thing I thought was interesting when learning about this is that a lot of times if you're out there thinking about, I want to say kind of a visual of a treatment center, to me, at least, many times you can kind of picture the site, and then you see outside people smoking because they are allowed to. But that's not the case at the Center for Great Expectations. Their level of service is such a high bar to be different, to be the leaders in the country, that they do not allow smoking on their facility. So they have full service treatment for these moms and mothers-to-be, and that's important that you know that. So they offer women and their children an opportunity for a healthier, productive, and contributory life. It's a critical step towards breaking that cycle, again, of neglect, abuse, addiction, and homelessness. The 6-9 residential program allows women in early recovery to have the opportunity to engage in long-term recovery and demonstrate to DCPMP, the courts, herself, and her children that she's capable of being a healthy, nurturing, and independent mother. Multiple efficacy studies indicate a direct correlation, between longer length of stay in specialized residential treatment and an increased rate of sustained recovery. 6 months after completing the program, 75% of the women remain sober. This outcome that they have is attributed to the Center for Great Expectations Integrated Individualized Treatment Programs, their professional staff. They're securing the secure home-like setting that they have, and supportive communal experience. I'd like to mention that the Governor Christie came out on September 20th to the Center for Great Expectations of this year, and I was there with a lot of members from the press that were watching him interact with some of the women from the center in different various degrees of recovery. And two of them actually represented later after in their supplemental home. And once they were actually giving back to the community, if you can imagine the profoundness of that, okay? I'm sitting there learning about this in all of its ways. But I was able to watch these two women who had spoke so gratefully to the center for helping them literally survive. They were saying that they had been into the treatment center. Sometimes it's not a perfect situation. Maybe they go away and come back, whatever. It's not easy to recover. They were these examples of those that had made it through. In fact, there was like an alumni party or something of 9 years, right, of recovery alumni. So the babies that were in the program 9 years ago were all 9 years and a little less old. And I saw photographs of that. And that just... It just freaked me out completely to think about that is how you can change the lives and just by donating to the center or supporting them or getting in touch with Noreen Whittemore for the Baby Bottle Brigade or to get your corporation to match funds. This is all easy stuff. And believe me, they fit the criteria of any grant anywhere that pertains to this. So if you're out there and you're listening and you're like, oh, wow, this is something I would like to support. Again, all you have to do is go to the website and send an info@cge-nj.org, and they'll be able to help you and guide you and even do it for you, if that's the case, to get you to be able to match funds or to be able to have a grant submitted on behalf of your company or for you to just share the contact person of someone at your company that would be able to make a difference or yourself. But again, I just wanted to say that one of the interesting things about those two women were that they were explaining how once they did get through the program, and then they'll always be in recovery, really, but that they had gotten, you know, they've gone back to the Raritan Valley Community College, had gotten their degrees. One was working in a law firm. The other was working in a bank. They're paying taxes, and they're giving back to the community, which is tremendous. So that's a little story of success. And now it's time to go to our break already. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:43. This is Talented People, and we're talking about the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset, New Jersey, serving the entire state of New Jersey and hoping, actually, that you'll get involved, get in touch, and help us change the world. So stand by. I'll be right back again. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great holiday season. I can't believe it's already here. I can't believe it's already been like 5 years of Talented People, and I hope you've been with me all along because we've had some really good times and some great guests on the show, and that's just going to continue. This show is being brought to you by the Center for Great Expectations. I'm talking about them today because it's the holidays, and it's time to give, and it's time to learn about nonprofits that are making a difference and those that need help during the holiday season. And this is the one I'm talking about, the Center for Great Expectations. I also want to let you know that in the 2017 new year, if you're interested in the subject about substance abuse treatment and so on, we're going to have a whole bunch of top-of-the-line experts. A whole bunch is kind of weird, but we're going to have a lot of very talented individuals coming on the show to talk about their certain, I want to say, kaleidoscope viewpoints on treatment and recovery. And, you know, right now, because of the epidemic, it's just important that if you're looking for somewhere to put your great donations this holiday season, that you do take a look at the center. I'm going to talk about their outpatient services center now. This is in New Brunswick. It serves Hunterdon County, Middlesex County, Mercer County, Somerset County, and the whole state of New Jersey, but particularly those. And it's located at 303 George Street in New Brunswick. Okay, so it is a community-based outpatient program addressing the ongoing needs of women and men recovering from substance use disorders. And this is interesting for the Center for Great Expectations because the outpatient program does serve men. So after completing the residential program at the Center for Great Expectations, local graduates are often referred out to the outpatient services building. And I want you to know that it's called the Roots to Recovery. The program accepts clients from neighboring communities, as I mentioned, as well as referrals from other agencies. Outpatient treatment focuses on early and sustained recovery, co-occurring mental health disorders, relapse prevention, and parenting and life skills through case management and peer support. The Outpatient Services Roots to Recovery program provides gender-specific treatment for substance use disorders, individualized treatment and flexible levels of care to address the specific needs of each client, counseling by highly qualified master's levels clinicians, certified alcohol and drug counselors and peer specialists, psychologic and psychiatric evaluations are provided, community outreach and follow up with the through the peer specialists, ongoing life skills instruction, education to self-awareness of HIV and hepatitis C risk factors, and increased ability to adopt HIV/HEPC risk reduction strategies. HIV and Hep C testing and referrals for appropriate medical care as needed as well. Treatment is provided at three levels of care at the Roots to Recovery program in New Brunswick, early intervention, outpatient services, and intensive outpatient services. So that's just another one of these amazing programs that there are at the Center for Great Expectations. They have the adolescent program I told you about earlier in the show. They have the adult program. They have the outpatient services program. Then they have the permanent supportive health housing, excuse me, which is after the fact for the women in the residential treatment program, the adolescent program and the adult program. There's the permanent supportive housing that's helped by Avalon Bay, by the way. That's a company that allows, there's multiple places for them to go afterwards to become, giving back to the community, citizens of the state of New Jersey giving back. And that is just a beautiful thing. So I wanted to save the last for very special. The program is called Katie's Place. Again, I mentioned it at the Center for Great Expectations. Everybody loves Katie's Place. It is an on-site licensed child development center that provides daily professional child care, making it possible for each mother to work on her recovery and educational and vocational goals while her child is well cared for in a safe, nurturing environment. And ladies and gentlemen, that is unheard of, okay? If you are out there and you're looking at different treatment programs, to have an on-site location where the babies and the children, the toddlers, can stay while their mothers are in recovery so that they can actually redo and teach the mothers how to be mothers and then let the children be brought up in a safe place too with their mothers, that's Katie's Place. And it is not funded. It's actually a program provided by the Center for Great Expectations. And they need funding. And everybody knows that, you know, the babies, you know, they cost money and they're worth it in every way, shape, and form. So if you're, you know, like everybody else out there who's walked in, you're interested in touring Katie's Place, I want you to know that Noreen Whittemore, again, she is the Director of Community Relations for the Center for Great Expectations. She will arrange for you to have a walkthrough and meet the staff at any of these locations, by the way. But if babies are, you know, close to your heart, as I know they are, then you might want to either check it out on the website I'm going to tell you a little bit about now, or just go on the website, make a donation to Katie's Place, okay? They really need you. So basically, they're there to assure that the children have the best possible care and start in life. Katie's Place provides programs and in an environment where basically the mothers are actively participating in their child's care and work with the child development team to address early child development issues, have a healthy mother-child relationship, and again, the parent-infant mental health. There's an individual assessment and development plans are established by the child development team, a staff nurse, and the mother with consideration to the specific needs of the child are all taken into consideration. The child development team also assesses and tracks critical components of each child's development, such as gross motor, fine motor, social, emotional, language, and sensory skills. There's a focus daily on tracking and achieving developmental milestones, identifying and addressing developmental delays, which is so important, as well as parenting and, again, the parent-child relationships. They can identify and coordinate the needs of the early intervention services if they're needed. So that is Katie's Place, and I want everyone to know that Katie's Place is named after Katie Deitchman. She was a wonderful young woman who died at the age of 24 from a rare cancer. Katie was full of life and loved young children, and since the Child Development Center was being created to house the children of the center, Katie's parents, that's the Deitchman family, felt it would be a fitting legacy for their daughter to provide this and to create Katie's Place. So just like Katie, who never gave up and always looked to the future, the infants and children at Katie's Place are learning, growing, and preparing for the life ahead. Katie's angels, as well sometimes as they're called, are keeping Katie's memory alive. And that is, oh my gosh, that's about Katie's Place. And this is all about the Center for Great Expectations again. So if I go on and on, it's because I'm telling you right now, if you're looking to do something, I mean, you know how the holidays are, right? There's a lot of stuff to do. But when you just do something good, the universe, A, comes right back at you. It's the best feeling. It's the worthwhileness of the world. It's what we were built for, is to give instead of get. And that's what I'm asking you guys to do today. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. I was asking and explaining to you about the Center for Great Expectations, which is just www.cge-nj.org. And it's Center Great Expectations, cge-nj.org. And we want you to get involved. We have places for you if you're an individual, if you're the leader of an organization. It could be the Boy Scouts. It could be the Kiwanis Clubs. It could be anything out there. If you're a corporation, if you're looking to just have matching funds as an individual and you want to set that up with your company, we need your help. If you're a grant person and you've got grants open, which we know they're out there, we may not even know about them, and almost every company has those, and we would really appreciate it if you would steer us in the right direction, because it'll be the greatest feeling for you and a return on your investment to literally change the lives of women, children, the way the world is treating substance abuse disorders. And it's right there in front of you. So I want you to know, I hope you have a great week. It's already 3:56. This is the end of our show. I appreciate you listening. And I look forward to getting back to you next week with Talented People. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks so much for listening in. I'm Jeannie Murphy signing off.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
USA Radio News.
I'm announcing more than $12 million in grants to state and local law enforcement agencies across America to take heroin, methamphetamines, cocaine, and other illicit drugs off the market.
In a Justice Department briefing today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying him and the government will do what they can to help law enforcement combat the opioid epidemic. The Attorney General also says DEA field offices will change.
And I'm announcing a restructuring at the DEA with the establishment of the first new field division in 20 years.
Republicans in Congress passed a tax bill last week. Not all of them are too happy with the bill, though. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin from New York explains why he is not a fan of the bill.
Our message is to do this right. It is geographic redistribution of wealth, taking money from a state like New York to pay for deeper tax cuts elsewhere.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, you lost?
Yes, Medicare is such a maze.
United Healthcare can help.
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in. Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions.
Google Play holiday music.
Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
NBC fired Matt Lauer, longtime host of The Today Show, as a result of what the network labeled as inappropriate sexual behavior. Cokie Roberts is a political commentator. You can find her a lot of times on ABC's This Week. She has something that everyone should remember that Pope John Paul II said.